Today, the church celebrates Wednesday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 12, verses 39 to 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Many people prefer to avoid being taken by surprise. Many want to know what's coming down the road and when. But experience tells us that the unexpected happens all the time. And it's that experience from which Jesus draws today's parables. The burglar breaks into a house at an hour no one expects. The master arrives home when his irresponsible servant isn't expecting him. Jesus implies that there can be an element of surprise in his relationship with us. The Son of Man comes at an hour we do not expect. This forewarning may be about sudden and unexpected death, but it's just as likely to be about the unexpected coming of Jesus to us in our everyday lives. The Lord may call us to do something we've never thought about before. He may take us down a path we would never have gone down on our own. The Lord can come to us through unexpected people, people we would never see as the Lord's messengers. The gospel suggests that we can expect the unexpected when it comes to the Lord.